Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn more, or plan to join us in person at one of our two locations once it is safe to do so. Now, worship is about to begin. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning and welcome to Worship Online with First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. I'm Lindsay Hall, one of the newly appointed clergy to serve this congregation, and it is great to be worshiping with you. Whether you are new and you are checking out worship with us for the very first time, we warmly welcome you, or perhaps you've been worshiping with us for many months or many years, and we welcome you back. Well, we would love to connect with new folks that haven't been able to worship with us before. So if you are watching on social media, if you're watching on Facebook, or if you're watching on YouTube, at the bottom of this worship video, you're going to see an icon that says share. There's an arrow that's pointing up and slightly over to the right, and we would encourage you to share this worship video so that way folks that don't have a spiritual home yet might like to get connected at Brighton and Whitmore Lake. We'd encourage you to share that as you feel comfortable. And here at First United Methodist Church, we are a congregation that seeks to know God and love God and serve God. And there's so many wonderful ways to do that. And so we would encourage you to visit our website, which is www.brightonfumc.org, to find other ways to get connected and to serve and to find your spiritual home here. Well, again, welcome to worship this day. We're so glad to be worshiping with you. Let us turn our hearts and minds now for a time of prayer. Loving and gracious God, you are so good. And so this day as we gather, we come to praise your name, giving thanks for the unending blessings that you've given us in our lives. But God, we also pause in this moment of time, asking that you would calm our hearts and center our minds so that we might be fully aware of your presence in this time of worship. Speak to us through the words of song. Speak to us in the scripture we hear and the message that we ponder. O Holy Spirit, we call upon your presence this day, that we might be very open to the moving of your Spirit and the calling forth of how we might more fully love our neighbor as ourselves. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Hi, my name is Chris Phillips, and this morning I'm going to be reading scripture from Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be measured and found acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer, and the one who calls us to love our neighbor. Amen. I don't know what your experience has been like living wherever you may be living at this time or throughout the course of your life, but neighbors are oftentimes a huge part of what make a community feel like a community. To have a trustworthy neighbor goes a long way in terms of building one's feeling of welcome and hospitality within a community. Popular television is filled with wonderful examples of what it means to be a good neighbor. One doesn't have to look any further than the hit television program Home Improvement to think about Wilson, the ever wise, ever ready to help and support Tim Allen's character in that television show. You might think about Mr. Rogers or Barney Rubble. Maybe you think about Penny living next door. Maybe you think about Cosmo Kramer. There's all kinds of wonderful examples of good neighbors, of people who are willing to go out of their way to support you or listen to you or care for your flowers when you're out of town. As Lindsay and I have moved into Brighton, we've found this community to be filled with wonderful and kind neighbors. We've met Al and Sally, two wonderful folks who live right next to us, and Bill and Emily, who live to the other side of our house. It's been wonderful to get to know folks who live just down the block in our subdivision and in this community. It's clear to us that Brighton and Whitmore Lake are incredibly welcoming place. In fact, the other day when I was down here at Whitmore Lake, I couldn't help but notice there was a boat parked right over by the break wall. And just as I was leaving the church for the day, I walked outside and I could see the pizza delivery driver from Marco's Pizza pass two boxes of pizza over the wrought iron fence. And it was received by the captain of the boat that was tied to the fence over here on our property. And he paid the delivery person, obviously. And as I walked out, I said, "How's the pizza?" And he said, "Great, would you like a slice?" It was an incredible small act of hospitality, but it was so kind for him to offer me a piece of pizza. He didn't know me, didn't know who I was. Maybe it was a transactional exchange because he was moored to our break wall here at the church. I took it as an act of hospitality and kindness. And I have to say, it's really easy to love our neighbors when we really get along with them. It's always easier when we agree with them and when every conversation that we have ends in agreement and respect. But it's a lot harder to love our neighbor when the tiny 3-foot by 2-foot sign in their front yard supports a different politician than we do. Or when we end a conversation and we realize we don't agree on something significant, like where our property line ends and our neighbor's property line begins. Maybe you don't appreciate your neighbors because they've been having large gatherings and you don't feel comfortable with that. Maybe you don't appreciate your neighbors because when you look over into their yard, their weeds are growing 12 feet tall and you have a perfectly manicured lawn. There's lots of reasons to get into disputes with your neighbor, which is why this scripture passage is so important for us. The Pharisees and the Sadducees' conflict with Jesus has almost reached fever pitch. Jesus finds himself towards the end of this particular gospel narrative in stark conflict with lots of the folks who were alive and around him in his day. They're trying to trick him by asking him, "Jesus, which is the most important commandment?" And another way of saying it is, which is the commandment that we have to follow if we leave every single other commandment in the Old Testament aside? Or maybe another way to read this text is, it's a pop quiz for Jesus, and everybody's trying to evaluate and assess just how important Jesus's presence is. Is he the Messiah? Is he the one that they've been waiting for? Is he the one to come and liberate all of God's people? So they ask him, what is the most important commandment? What is the one that we should prioritize over all the rest? And Jesus nails it. He says the most important thing for you to do is to stay in love with God. And then the second is just like it. It's almost just as important. It's almost like it's 1A and 1B under the same categorization. Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. I don't know about you, but I'm challenged by Jesus' words to love my neighbor as myself. It's hard these days. Neighbors could be your contacts on Facebook that are posting things that you disagree with. Neighbors could be individuals who are up the street that you've never met before that Jesus Christ is calling you to get to know here and now. As we've moved through these last couple of months, I know that there have been days and weeks and maybe even entire months. Maybe you haven't been happy since March when the shutdown began. It's been hard on a lot of people. Maybe you've lost business, you've lost revenue, you've lost income, maybe you've lost your job. I think at Brighton and Whitmore Lake First United Methodist Church, we're called to sort of slide over and call folks, reach out to individuals, make sure that they're doing all right during this time. We're called to get out our computers and reach out through social media. We're called to send emails. We're called to send letters and cards just to check on people that we haven't seen in a long time. Those are just a couple of ways that we can be good neighbors. We can stand 6 feet apart from people who live next to us and just check in on them to make sure that they're okay. Maybe you can offer to go out of your way and pick up groceries for somebody in our community that you know needs them. Maybe you could spend a couple of extra moments visiting with somebody that you've heard is struggling. There are lots of ways to be good neighbors. And there are incredible examples of neighbors who took time out of their day to be bothered with whatever was going on in the world around them, like a police officer in New York City. I was just reading a story. He found two individuals on the streets, and the woman was almost 7 or 7.5 months pregnant. She was just about to give birth to her first child, and her partner was there with her. The only problem was they were both high on heroin. And rather than simply lock those two individuals up, the police officer took it upon himself to make sure that the two of them got into a drug rehabilitation program. More importantly than that, when the child was finally born, the police officer went to this couple and asked them if there was anything that he could do to be of service to them, and they shared that they wanted to give the child up for adoption. And this police officer took it upon himself to adopt this child, and to this day has continued to make sure that the parents continue in their rehabilitation for their heroin addiction. I don't know about you, but most of us drive right on by when we see folks who are asking for support in our community. Maybe we're in a hurry. Maybe we have too much going on. Maybe our calendar's too packed. Maybe we're late to the next thing that we have to go to. But I think God is reminding us that those folks are our neighbors as well. And maybe you don't feel called to adopt a child. Maybe it's too late in life for that particular season. But there are folks in our community that could benefit from you being a good neighbor. The other thing that stands out to me in this passage, quite frankly, is the most forgotten part of the commandment. Jesus doesn't just say love God and love neighbor like we often distill it down to, but Jesus also says love your neighbor as yourself. I wonder if for some of us that might be the hardest part of this commandment, is to start with loving yourself. Some of us struggle with body image issues. Some of us struggle with our self-confidence. Some of us struggle feeling secure in our own skin. I think it's probably one of the most overlooked parts of this entire passage. In fact, as I was reading commentaries, most of them say that they preach this passage, have to choose between either preaching about staying in love with God or staying in love with their neighbor, and they completely left out the prerequisite to adequately loving your neighbor. Do you love yourself? And when I look at Fred Rogers, a Presbyterian minister, he knew exactly what he was doing with his television program, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I distinctively remember him saying, "I love you exactly as you are." Not who you were when you were 18, not who you were going to be when you turn 98. I love you exactly as you are. And I also remember him saying that there's never going to be anybody exactly like you. That's one of the great miracles of God's creativity, is that there are no two people that are exactly alike in all of the world. Though twins share genetic compatibility and similarity, you can start to notice small differences even between identical twins. There's only one of you, which to me means that you are special, that God loves you uniquely, that God knows the hairs on your head, that God created you with the divine spark, with the divine creativity, and there's never going to be somebody just like you. And because that's true, it's also true for other people. There's never going to be anybody just like the person that lives on the north side of your street or the south side of your street or right next to you in the house two spots over. And so I hope as we continue to do ministry together in 2020, which is unlike obviously any year in recent and distant memory, that we find ways of being good, loving, sacrificial neighbors. That we find ways of setting aside our busy schedules and our to-do lists so that we might be able to reach out in concern for folks all around us. I hope that we allow the interruptions to be the most significant parts of our day. I hope that we find ways of creatively loving people even when they struggle to love themselves. There are lots of ways to be good neighbors. Someday I would love to be just like Wilson, to have all of the answers to the questions that neighbors ask. I would love to be the one who could quote Babylonian empires and all kinds of Egyptian pharaohs like Wilson did on the TV show. But until that day when I'm filled with all of those pieces of wisdom that might be able to help and might not, I'll settle for this. I think being a good neighbor means setting aside time to be available for folks who are in need. It means allowing ourselves the opportunity to stop and recognize the needs of our community. I want to tell you that one of the biggest pieces of my prayer life is every day when I get in my vehicle to go to work, I have this small, simple prayer that I pray to myself. God, show me the one person that I need to talk to today. And I try to be obedient to that prayer. Sometimes I'm better than others, but I just ask God to show me the one person that I'm supposed to connect with today. And I say, God, please allow me to set aside whatever's on my to-do list to make sure that that person knows that they're the most important thing that's going on in my day that day. I believe ministry is all about the interruptions. And you all, by the power of your baptism, are called into ministry. It's not just the role of the clergy or the staff of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, and I know you know this well. But what would the world be like if everybody took time out of their day to allow their calendar to be interrupted so that they might be a good neighbor? Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we sometimes give more authority to our calendar than we do to the holy word of God. And I pray that in the midst of this time when everything feels like it's moving so quickly, when emails can be sent in an instant, that we would allow ourselves to fall ever more deeply in love with you, that we would find ways to love our neighbor and perhaps even, God, allow ourselves to accept and love ourselves as well. Transform us. Make us into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. Allow us to reach out in concern for folks in our community. We know that the needs are great and at times it can be overwhelming. Allow us to make a connection with somebody in our neighborhood who has a different kind of yard sign out in front of their house. Allow us to hear their stories that we might find in one another a divine spark of creativity. May we build bridges. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hi, it's Carol Kapuska, your worship hostess, for today's service. Today's service is about neighbors, loving your neighbors. those questions that you can think of that have to do with your neighbors, especially if maybe you're new in the neighborhood. Or for those of us who've lived in our neighborhood a while, you can even ask those questions yourself. How do I show love to my neighbors? Do I have to love my neighbors? What are the differences and variety of my neighbors? What does all that mean? Well, we'll learn that today. But as I was coming up with the prayer, I was thinking about my neighbors. And actually, with the vast variety of neighbors that I learned I had, from older couples raising their grandkids to young single women in the neighborhood, I've been shown a lot of love from a great variety of these neighbors. Now, most of it's been in the driveway because we all live busy lives, and so you may not get a chance to meet your neighbors in any other setting. I seem to have been helped a lot in my driveway. Let me share a story. So one day after I left for work, a lot of snow came down in the state of Michigan. I know it's shocking. So when I came back and tried to get in the driveway, there was a lot of snow in the driveway. And the snowplow had passed by, putting that nice snow and ice lip right at the end of my driveway. Now, actually, my driveway is an approach. It's a cement approach, so it's not long. So I got the brilliant idea that I would just gun it and shoot over this mound and land beautifully in my driveway. Yeah, it didn't happen that way. I ended up getting stuck on the snow lip, half in and half out of the driveway, so sticking out in the road. Well, of course, I didn't take that too happily. And so I stood there for a while trying to figure out what I was going to do, when along came one of my neighbors who I hadn't met, who graciously helped comfort me, but also get my vehicle into the driveway. Now, there's been other things in the driveway. People seeing me with heavy packages, carrying them into the house with me. And also most recently, when I had a cement approach poured, there was a lip to my driveway that kept giving the car a ginormous jolt as I drove in. Well, one day when I drove in, I noticed somebody had poured an asphalt approach into my driveway. A nice, smooth slant. What? I have great neighbors. Love thy neighbor, and they love you. They love me, at least. Gotta love them. So that's what prompted this prayer today. Pray with me. Gracious and loving God, we send you our praise for all of those things that you've done for us. The gifts of resources, those caring for us, those helping and supporting us, those that lead by example, those that lead through their words and actions, and your own voice within us. We send you our hopes to be examples for others through our own words and actions. And we struggle, and when we struggle, that you are our shoulder on which to lean. Please protect those that are in the face of danger. Please shelter those that are in the midst of storms. Fill those that are empty physically and spiritually. Those that are told they are not as important or worthwhile, help them to know the opposite. Continue to show us your love, and in turn, help us to spread that love to our neighbors. To realize our neighbors are beyond those people who live near us and in our area, but that in this era of our expansiveness through technology, this includes a vast area. Help us to see beyond our stereotypes, our prejudices, our preconceived notions, and look deeply into everyone's story. We celebrate all that you've given us. We look forward to our next challenge. We pray for ourselves and our communities. And together, we say the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
We'd like to take this moment to reflect on one of the missions that our campus is involved with. That is Fish and Loaves. Fish and Loaves is a community dinner opportunity for those on our campus to be involved with reaching out to their neighbor and providing a healthy meal and also providing the opportunity for fellowship. Fish and Loaves meals are coordinated through Love in the Name of Christ. Many churches within the community take different weeks of the year to provide meals. Meals are typically served on Sundays, on Sunday evenings. During the time of COVID, though, we have taken a pause on our campus with regards to serving the community in this way. We are getting ready to start this back up, and our first Fish and Loaves meal since we've entered this COVID time will be next Sunday. We're going to provide a takeout style meal that we will coordinate and distribute at 4 o'clock from our campus. In the future, you may also get involved with Fish and Loaves if you're interested. Please reach out to the church office or contact me via my email. This is really a great way, especially if you would like to instill the joy of serving your community and reaching out to your neighbor within your family. This is one of the first ways that my children got involved with service, and to this day, my daughter is still very involved with the Fish and Loaves dinner. So I'd like to extend this invitation if you're interested in supporting your neighbor, if you're interested in finding a way to get involved with mission work close to your home base. Fish and Loaves might be a great mission for you.
There are many ways that our church fulfills the role of being a good neighbor. And one of the most exciting ways for Lindsay and I to learn about that this church has been a wonderful neighbor to folks in the community is through the prayer quilt ministry. And so today, we want to just invite you to take a moment wherever you are and say a prayer for the recipient of this quilt. I just invite you to just take a moment to think of him now and extend your hand and bless this quilt wherever the Holy Spirit finds you as we pray together. Gracious and loving God, may this quilt be an expression of the love of this church. May it be for family an extension of your grace. May it be a reminder that there is a community of folks who are praying for him. And may it be a source of comfort and hope in this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, wherever you are in this moment, I pray that God's grace and peace will be with you until we meet again. Thanks be to God. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited to take part in this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of our community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn more or plan to visit us in person at one of our two locations once it is safe to do so. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.